The frog in the window will sing for you. The frog in the window will smile for you with his straw hat and his cane. And you know that you will not be the same, 'cause the frog in the window will dance for you. He'll tap out the rhythm in his bright red shoes. And if you ask why this is done,
you are listening to In The Window with DJ Frogs on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting round the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives and more.
Hello, my darlings. I shall now sing you my first golden disc.
No chance.
You never know.
You never know.
Through the honeycombs.
You never know.
Why the hippo thrones.
You never know.
Where the waterfalls.
You never know.
When the basketball.
The wings are wonderwise, the melon sings and butterflies don't want to fall. Huh. Half an illusion.
Better get the butternut, better let the lily put the lover on. By golly, that note should sell a few thousand.
You never know.
You never know.
Wonderwise, the melon sings and butterflies don't want to fall. Stop! Pop an illusion!
Better let the butternut, better let the lily put the lullaby. When love is alive, don't have to try.
You'll be lucky.
You never know.
You never know.
That was Charlie Drake and You Never Know. This is Joseph Arthur and the Ballad of Boogie Christ.
Christ would wear cowboy boots, Christ would have sex, Christ would eat pizza and cut blackjack decks, Christ would be sober, but Christ would be fun, Christ would get over on those trying to run, Christ would love hip-hop, metal and soul, Christ would bring chaos, the breath of control. Christ would be rocking, Christ would be free. He'd say there's no difference between you and me. This is the ballad of Boogie Christ. Christ baked potato, Christ chewing gum, Christ without pathos, saying yum yum. Christ in the middle like the monkey with balls, Christ picking up when euphoria calls. Hello dear father, hello there my son, how have you been? Well, I gotta run. Okay, I love you, see you real soon. Maybe September, maybe next June. This is the ballad of Boogie Christ. Toss my salad and throw wedding rice. Christ would be careful, Christ would be brave, but Christ, he would never be anyone's slave. Christ is here now, Christ is beyond. Christ would watch Rocky and on Golden Pond. Christ would relax and Christ would get mad. Christ would help answer if judgment is bad. Well, no and then yes, well yes and then no. Nothing is easy, but it's simple to glow. Just walk away from fear and deceit. Never surrender, but never compete. Cheer for your brother, your rival, your friend, and help their survival to beat you again. This is the ballad of Boogie Christ. Toss my salad. Give and give freely all that you can. Help show the worried what it is to be man. Christ would be handsome, Christ would be gross. Christ would buy butter and make you some toast. Christ would be savage, but Christ would be true. He'd say if you want him, then look inside you. Yeah, Christ would be savage, but Christ would be true. He'd say if you want him, then just look in you. This is the
Delia Derbyshire and Zooey, Zooey, ooh, 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 ooh. Johnny Cash and Nobody.
When life seems full of clouds and rain, and I'm full of nothing but pain, who soothes my thumping, bumping brain? Nobody. When wintertime comes with its snow and sleet, and me with hunger and cold feet, who says, here's 2 bits, go and eat? Nobody. Well, I ain't never done nothing to nobody. I ain't ever got nothing from nobody. No time, and until I get something from somebody, sometime I don't intend to do nothing for nobody. No time. When summertime comes, all warm and clear, and my friends see me drawing near, who says, come on in and have a beer? Nobody. Well, one time when things was looking bright, I started to whittling on a stick one night. Who said, hey, that's dynamite? Nobody. I ain't never done nothing to nobody. I ain't never got nothing from nobody. No time, and until I get something from somebody, sometime I don't intend to do nothing for nobody. No time. I ain't never done nothing to nobody. I ain't never got nothing from nobody. No time, man, until I get something from somebody. Sometime I don't intend to do nothing for nobody. No time.
Now, 4 tracks from Ron Geeson: Rise Up Sebastian, Upon Composition, To Roger Waters, Wherever You Are, and Waiting for Life.
The new, a coup, was happy. The new, immediately,
she was crazy for a wee daisy,
which she ate with great relish, and lived in the countryside, which is the land all over.
There was very few daisies left that night.
So she slept and tewed and slept and woke and produced milk,
and we was all happy. Ecstasy's pour from the feet on the pavement, which dissolved. Trees sprung. Tweet! A minister of the clergy of the church extinguished himself, causing freedom for the sprung tree.
And the earth tasted good.
But the lipstick fell off and was never recognised, because it never was.
And the earth tasted better.
Little boys built a home in the rocks and liked it. And the earth tasted best.
Yeah,
Till your head meets the clouds and your feet are implanted on the blue-grey distance. There you are viewed by Geraldine Public, who will be quick to pick holes in your frame. Comb your hair quick, for you are on view. Cover your bald bit, polish your nose, sweep the grey cloud from out of your eye and the pond from the other. Geraldine grows impatient. Be quick, Sebastian! An aeroplane has flown up his nose and he has sneezed and I am dazzled and the sun has won!
I've tried lying down. I've tried sitting up. I've tried walking through the garden. Walking through the house, walking through my record collection, doing a bit of woodwork, drilling a hole in a wall, making fresh coffee, eating old toast, eating new peanuts, digging out old compositions of my own, waiting for the phone to ring, waiting for the clouds to sing. Ghostly spectre of half a thought. Do you like it? Well, you'll have to chase after it because it's not coming back.
Stineron! Stark and Doon!
You wouldn't think that was me. Well, sometimes it is, but not right now. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe not. Well, there's a very old one. TV commercial, that was. Not for cigarettes, though. Don't like cigarettes. At the world. I suppose some people have to shout at the world to make themselves feel they're doing something. It's not really much good because the world can always shout back louder. Oh, I think Radio Wonder full of emptiness is going to tell us the time.
11:45. 12 o'clock.
AM or PM? I don't know what time of the day it is. I'm only a composer.
And if you've not sensed it, listen if you can end the records.
All right, but I'll tell you this.
I do wish people would realize when I'm engaged in composition.
Come on. Clouds coming up, terrible. Well, we'll just have to see. Oh, now look! Oh, hey, that's it now! Come on, get it on there now!
Thank you.
fire out. Come on!
My legs.
The twitching, pulsing, hairy, malformed thing that wriggled on the waiting room floor, sniffed and slobbered, with its tongue protruding intermittently in truly obscene suggestions. The male half of its owner, who had a similar mouth and eyes, flicked ash from his cigarette remarkably close to its bulbous eyes, and barked orders at it, to cover the sound of ash on eyeball. It snuffled loudly, like trying to propel record-sized bogies a record distance. Its female owner had a funny hat on, but this was no doubt from a reputable milliner's. She started to kiss the hairy thing with her long nose. This made the bogey projections much more violent, and then quieter, as the sound was taken over with grinding teeth and paw-on-floor scraping. The pet, domestic, lovable dog, was loved domestically and lovably, and they all lived together, discussing the unreliability of the weather and the public transport.
Now Zoot Money and Barefooting.
Everybody get on your feet. You make me nervous when you're in your seat. Take off your shoes and pat your feet. We do the dance that can't be beat. Be barefooting, I said. Be barefooting now. Be barefooting. Be barefooting. Went to a party the other night. Tall salad without a sign. We get the sneakers too. So we're doing a dance without any shoes. Barefoot. Set a shoe. If I take off a shoe, would you barefoot too? She said, now Joe, you stall this new. I was barefooting ever since I was two. We barefooting. All right. Shoes off, but we barefoot now. We barefooting. We barefooting. Oh, yes, sir. Keep it moving out of the road. Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. We barefoot. Yes, sir. Don't you know, no. All right, that's it. Be barefoot now.
And that's over to Uncle Buffo.
This week we take a break from Just William and have a 35-minute clip of Billy Bunter, the Owl of the Removed. No, would I do that to you? This is Sarah Pascoe from the BBC Radio 4 topical satirical comedy, The Now Show, and was broadcast on the 17th of May.
On Thursday, Diane Abbott addressed Parliament and she warned of a masculinity crisis affecting the country. She says that financial pressures are leading more and more men to whiskey and Viagra. Now, I'll be the first to admit that the recession has its downsides. Like how no one has a job anymore and we're all going to starve to death. But surely these off-their-face medicated men are a rare positive. Surely. Like, so if a fellow turns up at my door and he's all, I'm worried about money, I'll call the police. But if he adds, I've got a quart of Jack Daniels and this is going to be hard for 12 hours... So, men, don't let Diane Abbott tell you how to deal with stress. You just do whatever you think's best, okay? My address is in the phone book. While I'm in this romantic mood, let's talk about Jim Gotobed. That's his name. Jim Gotobed. So, but he's also gone to court. High five. against a psychic who he claims has ruined his life. Now, apparently, she read Jim Gotobed. That's his name. She read his tarot cards and told him that they said he should leave his wife and give her all of his money. And so he did. Because you don't want to disobey the tarot because they'll... Because in case they... Because some of the pictures are very scary. And I feel sorry for Jim Gotobed because he's got no wife, he's got no money and he's got a stupid name. So I'm going to look into my crystal ball and see what the future holds for him. Ooh, he's outside my house. He's holding a large bottle of amber liquid and some blue pills. Look, I'm going to apologise now if I am being overtly sexual, but I am 32 years old and ovulating. This is what happens. And I can't stop thinking about all of the whiskey and Viagra men coming round my house. That is what Diane Abbott meant, right? I haven't misconstrued that. All right, okay. Let's all have a cool down. Let's think about a news story that I can't make sexy. Okay, so this week, the government, they supported plans to create mega farms, which are bigger farms with less people working on them. So there's going to be this one for like 25,000 pigs in Derbyshire. Now, as we all know, putting the word mega in front of something is a sure sign that it's about to get worse. You know, like how a bus is public transport and a mega bus is human freighting to punish the poor. So we shouldn't be surprised that Parliament are in favour of the overcrowding of animals, because these are the guys that think humans shouldn't have a spare room. But what they need to understand is that cutting costs and cramming more bodies in will never improve anything unless it's a Chippendales show. And there's hundreds of them, and they're spilling off the stage and they can't afford pants. I'm ovulating! Okay, mega farms are cruel to animals and they're terrible for the environment, but maybe you don't care about that. Some people don't, and that's fine. Like, so some people, they only care about themselves and their family and who's going to win The Voice. But if that is you, then you should still be concerned, because to keep huge amounts of livestock alive cheaply, they pump them full of antibiotics, they give them hormones to make them grow, and we don't even know how dangerous that is yet for humans, because your family and you and the winner of The Voice are the first people to ingest these drugs, and we don't know the long-term effects until we're already old and mangled and all being forced to live together in one house. It'd be ironic. But what about when Charlotte finds out about mega farms? When she realises there's 25,000 piglets being fattened up for Christmas, she's going to flip out and build a really massive web. Probably from, like, the Shard to St Paul's Cathedral. And then all of the commuters will be too scared to go to work because of the massive spider that's going to get them. And then all the businesses will close down and fail, and the economic crisis will get worse. And then there'll be more men at my door going, oh, I got a bottle of the good stuff and plans to keep you up all night. Can I come in? So don't let me tell you what to do about mega farms. You just, whatever you think's best, OK? My address is in the phone book.
You're listening to DJ Frogs in the Window with Uncle Boffo's Comedy Spot on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting round the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives and more. And that's all I fucking get this week. Over to Frogs.
Thank you, Uncle Boffo. Here's Gong and the Om riff. Mystical Weapons from the album of the same name, and Whispers the Blue Tongue.
Thank you.
Here and Now with Opium for the People.
Oh,
Tom Rapp says, with prayers of action.
Children, don't you weep if the road is long. All of us are prayers of action on our way to God, on our way to God. Some of us are long and rambling, sometimes lost for years. Some of us are small and holy, beautiful and clear. Oh, children, don't you weep if the road is long. All of us are prayers of action on our way to God, on our way to
Next, Big Blood and Everything is Improving from the new album Radio Valkyrie 1905.
Thank you.
closing number is Robot Love by Los Amigos Invisibles from their new album Repeat After Me.
Thanks for listening.